In his new autobiography, former Cincinnati Reds star Pete Rose admits he gambled on baseball. The book is published by the Rodale Company, which also runs Organic Gardening magazine. It's doubtful that the actual sales of the Rose book will match the publicity it's generated, but publisher Rodale clearly has moved from the organic farm team to the big leagues, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The pitch that connected with Pete Rose was delivered at New York's Hudson Hotel. That's where executive editor Jeremy Katz met with the former ballplayer and urged Rose to sell his story to Rodale.
Pete looked at us and he said, "Why should I go with a company like you? I'm talking to every major publisher." And I looked at him and I said, "Pete, we're like you. We have a head for style of play. Frankly, Pete, we're scrappy."
Scrappy might not be the first word that many readers associate with Rodale. Earthy might be a better choice. The family-owned company, based in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, is probably best known for books on natural foods and backyard composting. But Rodale also publishes the popular Prevention and Men's Health magazines. And last year, the company scored its first number one bestseller with The South Beach Diet. Profits from that book are now helping to attract other titles. Pete Rose's literary agent, Scott Waxman, says he sees Rodale as the new big player on the block.
Book publishing, as everybody knows, it's no secret, has gone through a pretty flat period. And anytime you see a company that seems to be bringing in fresh creativity for new ways to market books, it's exciting.
The excitement at Rodale began about 4 years ago when the company hired CEO Stephen Murphy away from Disney Publishing worldwide. At the time, the 70-year-old Pennsylvania publishing company was in debt, and its business of selling books directly to the public was losing money. Murphy eliminated jobs in the direct bookselling operation and reorganized the company, combining books and magazines with common subject areas. Murphy says that makes it easier for Rodale's magazines to promote the company's books. Men's Health, for example, will run a lengthy interview with Pete Rose in its February issue.
Because Men's Health is on the same team as the editors who put together the Pete Rose book, the immediacy of the collaboration on that project doesn't require a memo. It just happens.
Murphy adds the magazines retain their editorial independence and get the final say on whether to run author's interview. Under Murphy's leadership, Rodale has also recruited new editors to help attract big-selling authors. John Baker of Publishers Weekly says that's helped to elevate the company's book business, which used to be little more than an offshoot of Rodale's health and gardening magazines.
Being stuck out there in rural Pennsylvania, of course, they don't get to do much lunching and networking in the same way that people in New York do. So they needed people who knew the business, and they have been hiring people like Katz and some others who are bringing in more high-profile books.
Some of Rodale's new titles include memoirs by Hall of Fame basketball player Oscar Robertson and Grammy Award-winning singer Chaka Khan. A Lance Armstrong book is scheduled for summer release with a likely tie-in with Rodale's bicycling magazine. Profits are growing rapidly, and last year Rodale's overall book and magazine revenues reached $500 million. Still, some former employees wonder if the company's success with mainstream authors has come at the expense of its traditional mission. They ask whether a rose called Pete really belongs in Rodale's organic garden. Company executives insist it's not a stretch. Editor Katz argues even as the company branches out, it won't stray too far from its roots.
It is fair to say that Rodale is swinging at a much broader variety of pitches than we've swung at in the past. But I want to stress that every book we do fits within the evolving Rodale mission, which is always to help our readership achieve a better life. And we believe that Rose's book, just like the books that we've done in the past, is about redemption. It's about healing. It's about forgiveness and the price of failure.
Rodale's own comeback is well underway. The company plans to launch a new men's magazine in a few weeks, and it's about to open its newest office in Milan, joining those in New York, London, Paris, and the home office in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Scott Horsley, NPR News.